Hello, and welcome to Talking with Chivalry. I'm your host, Antoine, and thank you for joining me for our second season on this beautiful podcast platform. It's been a blessed week, a great weekend, and today I wanted to talk to you about when is it a time to quit your situation. Now, your situation may be different from another listener's, so keep in mind that you can always refer to what you're going through rather than what I am referencing to. Whether that is a relationship, a job, an object, or a friend, it can be as specific as you'd like. Now, my goal for today is to find a way to replace the word quit with elevate into your vocabulary. So to begin, society, while not entirely, can shape our minds and beliefs whether we want it to or not. And in this particular session, I'm referring to how society can make one person feel like quitting something is a symbol of giving up. But what about the things that are hurting us, preventing us from growing, or even stressing us out? You know, is that good for our mental state and spirit, our body and mind? I want to provide a few points in encouraging yourself to grow from this situation rather than staying complacent. So growing up, I always thought that you were considered not strong, weak, or even frail for giving up, and that by not becoming a quitter, you were in fact a winner. But what if you realize that the situation you are in is a battle that is not meant to be won? That you are only meant to grow from it rather than win it, so to speak. And I remember hearing someone say that having a job is similar to having a safety net. And, you know, it was strange at first when I heard it, but I started thinking, like, you know, what if that safety net has a hole in it? You know, how good and secure is that? You know, what if that safety net is full of glass? You know, who's going to jump in that? You know, I know I wouldn't. you know, you have to think, how secure is a job or situation when you can be fired or it can be taken from you at any time? And thinking of quitting without a business or another job lined up does prevent most people from starting their new journey. You know, those people need that assurance that if I leave this job, this relationship, or this situation, that I have to have something prepared already. You know, that even goes into some people in the relationship situation. You know, you're not being fully committed to the person that you're with because you're preparing yourself to leave them. So you're preparing a side situation on that end. But that's another topic for that one. But, you know, it is always a way for a few others may begin their journey, you know, which is to leave the situation without anything to fall back on. You know, and I've realized that some people need to leave that uncomfortable comfort zone in order to make their mind work for itself. And I call uncomfortable comfort, meaning you don't like the situation, but you're comfortable being in it, if that makes sense. That by staying in a position or a situation that you don't want to be in can make the unknown even scarier. You know, sometimes it may take just walking away without anything prepared in order to free your mind. You know, to free your mind allows it to build, create, and produce for yourself so that you can provide for others. You know, who knows, your spirit may work better with stress without being in a stressful situation, you know, rather than you being in it. And there are plenty of other ways to make money, you know, but it may require a little more effort than what you're accustomed to. You know, this may involve driving more. You know, you may end up selling more, you know, conversing with people more than you were at your previous position or situation. But don't ever let that determine your reason for staying in an uncomfortable, comfortable situation. You know, growth is supposed to be uncomfortable, you know, right? Right. So if you're going to be uncomfortable, make sure it's in a direction that you're seeking and not just because it's convenient for the time. And it may sound cliche, I know it does. I even hate hearing this sometimes, or dislike hearing this. But if you're truly looking for some kind of assurance, you know, that you're not going to be out of income, you know, or out of money coming in, or without a paycheck, build something on the side of your day job. or your current income situation. Or, you know, well, don't build something on the side of your relationship. You're supposed to go all in for that. You know, if you're in a relationship, if it's not working, you know, I'll never tell someone to leave a relationship. But if it's not working, you know, hey. But, you know, if you're truly looking for some kind of assurance, you know, build something on the side of your job. You know, it could be a business. You know, it could be self-employed contract work. It could be passive income. You know, anything that you can think of that provides value to yourself or someone else. You know, become a producer, you know, rather than just a consumer. You can also build something on your way up as well. Meaning build, you know, if you leave your situation, you know, build up. That's something I would recommend to the relationship side. You know, build up after you leave, you know, not while you're in it. But, I never want to say, or I don't want to say, build on your way down, because, you know, that's not how you should look at it. You know, when you hear someone say, take a leap of faith and fail your way up, you know, I just say, keep flapping your wings, because you're already up there, right? So just keep going. You're just elevating, right? Yeah. So if you're looking for that so-called safety net, this may be one of the surest ways to obtain that, which is building something for yourself. And I have a suggestion that helped me when I elevated from my job. I was building a business as well as reducing my debt. So I was doing, I guess, two things, if you look at it like that. You know, while planning to leave my job, I was paying off my credit cards and eliminating unnecessary bills. You know, it was a great feeling knowing that I only had about 10 total bills to worry about each month, rather than the 20 that I had at first. And knowing your debt amount, which is the amount that you need to cover your expenses and buy food. Food is, you gotta put that in the category on its own. But knowing your debt amount for each month will allow you to know how much you should be bringing in to have a comfortable lifestyle that you can afford. You know, you don't want to say, you know, you want to be rich. You know, you have to put a number on there. You know, so go on ahead, put a number on how much you need to cover your expenses, and then add to that. So finally, only you know how much weight and pressure you can handle before you say to yourself that enough is enough. You know, look at this as an opportunity to grow from a situation or job. You know, you're not quitting, you just outgrown the situation. So take the word quit and change it to elevate. I'm elevating. I'm not quitting. I'm elevating from this job. I'm elevating from this relationship. I'm elevating from this situation. You know, I learned what I needed to from here, and it's time for me to grow. So once you get that mindset, your whole mind, body, and spirit will adjust accordingly. And with that being said, I do hope you appreciate our site, Chivalry Jones. You know, learn a great deal and focus on building yourself for the person that you are to become. And also, thank you for tuning in with me here at Talking with Chivalry, Season 2, this first episode. And it's really, I truly do appreciate it. So stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. Hey, are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at chivalryjones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Chivalry and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.